Kidstory, Kidstory, kids learning story. Kidstory, Kidstory, kids learning story. Kidstory.
This is Evie signing in.
And this is Brendan. And welcome to Kidstory.
My first question is, what are we learning about?
What are we learning about? Well, you said that you wanted to learn all about ancient Rome.
Who are we learning about?
Well, I figured if we're going to learn about ancient Rome, a good place to start is with pretty much the most famous person in ancient Rome or from ancient Rome.
Who's that?
One of the most famous people maybe of all history.
Whoa, I can't believe Rome has one of the most famous people in all of history.
Oh, Rome was big. Rome kind of ruled the whole world for a long time.
Well, not anymore. I've never heard of Rome. Well, I've heard of it, just not in our times.
Yeah, well, it's still there. It's still a city in Italy, but it used to be like a whole empire. It ran lots of countries. And the man that we're going to learn about today...
Did he get hurt a lot?
He got hurt a little bit, actually, yeah.
Whoa!
And his name was Gaius Julius Caesar. You really did cut all this crazy laughter, right?
No, it's just because it's funny.
Why is it funny?
Gaius.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty normal Roman name.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, Julius Caesar was born on July 12th, 100 BC.
What does 100 BC mean?
It's before the Common Era.
What?
So, it's kind of a weird thing. It's people mark a change in time right when... Jesus Christ was supposed to be born. So when he was born, that's kind of year zero. And after that, it starts counting up. And anything before that is BC. And it kind of counts backwards at that point. Right? So 99 BC is a year after 100 BC. Yeah, that's confusing.
What year would it be today in that?
It's the same. It's 2021. In the Common Era.
What?
C.E.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Hey, do you guys know?
All you really need to know.
If you do, please tell me if you're one of my friends, because then next time you see me, please tell me.
Yeah. So, all you really need to know about 100 B.C. is it was like 2,120 years ago.
You guys also need to know that for our...
All right. So when Julius Caesar was born, he was born into a pretty powerful family that was very rich in Rome.
He wasn't one of those ones who earned being famous? His family was just already famous?
His family wasn't really famous, but they were kind of part of the group of people who were in charge and had a lot of
money.
They weren't the most rich and most powerful, but they were like kind of...
He didn't earn being powerful? He just was powerful when he was born?
A little bit of one, a little bit of the other. When he was 16 years old, his father died.
Sad. Why did that happen to, like, pretty much all the famous people?
There are all sorts of different ways to die in the past. You could get sick, or you could be in a war. But I'm not sure what happened to his dad. I think his dad died from being sick.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know how his dad got sick?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't write that down.
Write it down where?
Well, in my notes to tell you the story. I'll keep all this in my head.
You have notes.
When his father died, Julius became the head of his family.
Realize that, because if your dad died and you were the king,
he wasn't the king.
Then who's the king?
Rome didn't have a king. Rome has a Senate. So that's a group of people who all vote for what the rules are.
Well, then he would start voting instead of his father.
Kind of. I don't think he was part of the Senate at this point. When his father died at that time, there was a civil war going on in Rome. Do you know what a civil war is?
Not really. But how do you know his dad wasn't the... He fought in the war. How did you know that that's...
His dad wasn't fighting in the war, no. But,
why?
His dad was on a side of the argument of that caught a civil... So a civil war is when one country is fighting against itself. So some people in the country and other people in the country both believe different things.
That's the weirdest war. That's the weirdest kind of war I've ever heard of.
It is a little bit weird, yeah.
So his father, it's the weirdest.
And his family was on one side of the argument that was causing the war, but the other side won. The people who won took away all of his family's money and the new important job that he had been given when his father died. They took that away. And Julius kind of goes and hides because he thinks they're gonna kill him for being in the family that's on the wrong side. But his mom goes to the people, and she's kind of friends with people on both sides, and she makes it so it's like they're not going to kill her son. They're going to let her son go. They're just going to take all of his money and power away from his part of the family.
So that means he did earn it.
Well, yeah, that's why I said it's a little bit of both, right? Even though they're not going to kill him, he's a little afraid that, you know, things could change. So he decides that he's going to go and join the army. And he is a pretty good soldier. He's a good fighter, and he can think of good strategies.
Yay!
And he wins one of the highest... He wins one of the highest honors for any Roman soldier. It's a special crown made out of leaves, and it's only given to people who save the lives of their soldiers in battle. So he did that. He saved people's lives.
Yay!
Right. So when he turns 22, the guy who was kind of his enemy and his family's enemy, who took control of Rome, dies.
Is that a yay or a boo?
Well, I don't know. A little bit yay for him, probably, because then he got to go home. He got to go home to Rome.
Boo! Yay! Boo!
But instead of living somewhere where like all the rich, powerful people live, because he's poor now, he lives in a poorer area of the city. Right? And he starts working as sort of, it's kind of like a Roman lawyer. It's a little bit different that the things, how things worked
Loy
in ancient
Romaner?
Rome were different.
Is it called a Loy Romaner?
No, it's not called a Loy Romaner. So he works as a lawyer, and he's very good. He's a very good speaker. He's good at making arguments, and he's good at convincing people to do the things that he wants them to do. And he starts to get noticed by some of the people who probably already knew him because they knew his father and they knew his family. And he decides that he wants to be even better at doing his job. So he goes and takes a sea voyage to go and learn from a very, very, very famous speaker. Like, he goes to go to school to learn to be even better at speaking and convincing people stuff. And guess what happens when he's on his voyage there?
He gets sick?
Nope. What happens sometimes when people go on a sea voyage? Can you think of anything?
They drowned?
Nope. Pirates.
Well, I thought pirates went around at that time because I knew pirates were around a long time ago, but not that long ago.
There's been pirates, lots of pirates around then. So he gets captured by pirates. Right? And they take him prisoner. So he gets taken prisoner by these pirates. Caesar is so like confident and thinks he's pretty good. Like he's pretty full of himself. And he starts telling the pirates what to do. And he starts like speaking at them and giving them speeches. And they go and they're going to ask for 20 talents of silver for him. That's going to be his ransom to get him back from his friends and his family. And you know what he says to them?
No.
He says, 20 isn't enough. Ask for 50. He tells the pirates that they're not trying to get enough ransom for him, that they should ask for way more because he's so important. They do. They pay him. They pay for him to be released. They pay the 50 talents, which is like a whole, like, just a pile of silver.
Like,
it's enough for the pirates to live for, like, maybe half a year. So while he's prisoner with the pirates, he keeps telling them, you know what? As soon as I get free, I'm going to come back and I'm going to kill you all. And they think it's hilarious. They think there's no way that this guy is going to come back and get us. We're going to get the money and we're going to take off. But
as soon as he gets free,
he goes and he finds the guy that's in charge of that area and he says, we got to go get these pirates that took all this money and they took me prisoner and we got to kill them. And the guy who's in charge of the area just wants to keep the money. He's not too worried about the pirates. So Caesar gets a whole bunch of sailors together.
I think that Julius Caesar is smarter. Like, yeah. Really smart.
Super
Did
smart.
Did he go to school? Just wondering.
Yes, very much. He would have gone to very important schools in Rome.
Well.
And you know what? He got a bunch of sailors. He chased the pirates down. And he captured them. And he killed them.
And the pirates thought, oh, no way, you're just making a joke. You just want us to think that, so then we'll be scared and let you free for, like, nothing.
Yep. So, that is
pretty
tough guy, right? Yeah.
And pretty smart.
So, he finally gets back to Rome, and he gets a very important job with the army, and he gets sent to Spain. From Rome, it's a little far away. It's not like the farthest away, but it's, you know, it's a different kind of country. And he's got to go there and be working with the army. And he stays in the army for a bit, and he's pretty popular because he's, like you said, he's really smart and he's very good at planning out battles and winning. And at that time, he also marries the granddaughter of the guy who took over Rome and stole all his family's money.
Why would you do that?
Well, probably because he's smart and maybe they loved each other, but probably at that time it was because he knew that would help him become more powerful.
Maybe both.
So he borrows a lot of money from different people, like a lot of money, but he spends it all.
Like a million trillion? Billion gold?
Like, it would be like millions of dollars now. It would be like if Dad borrowed millions and millions of dollars.
Like, even bigger than our house?
Yeah.
Like, how big a house could you buy?
Well, he borrowed so much money that he was fixing roads, and he was putting on big gladiator games, and he was, like, building places for people to live and doing all sorts of stuff to make all the people of Rome like him a lot. So he wasn't even doing stuff sort of, he was doing it for himself so that he'd be popular, but he was building stuff in the city to make the city better.
What did they think he was going to use it on?
Well, they knew what he was going to use it on. They knew what he was doing. But when people would lend them money, then he'd owe them favors too, right?
Yep.
And he's also kind of gets involved in some stuff where nobody can really prove anything, but it seems like he's trying to take over the government of Rome. But nobody
Rome
really
has a
can
government?
Prove it. Right? They just kind of, in the history stuff, like, there's just a lot of people kind of hint that he might have been involved in some
pretty bad stuff?
A little shady stuff, probably.
Like,
but at this time in Rome, pretty much anyone who's in in powerful like that is involved in some pretty shady
Daddy
stuff.
Like murder.
No, not murder at this time. He actually, he's involved in, because he's kind of like a lawyer. He goes after a bunch of people that maybe were involved in murders and stuff like that.
You mean murder.
Murder, yes. Alright, so then he gets sent back to Spain to be the governor. Do you know what a governor is?
The friend of a lawyer?
No, he's like the guy in charge of an area.
You mean he would be in charge of our house?
He'd be like in charge of Ontario in our world.
Oh, wait, Do you remember in our last podcast you mentioned that? You mentioned that because the other guy was also trying to
take over the government? It's a pretty big theme in history.
Well, I think they would be pretty good friends if they're in the same timeline.
They might be. He owes so much money, though, that he's not really allowed to leave Rome because people are worried that like he might not come back and they won't get their money back. So he then borrows... He gets his friend to pay off all the people he owes money to. And his friend's name's Crassus. You wouldn't laugh at Crassus if you met him. He was a pretty scary dude.
No, his name is...
Yeah. So Crassus is the richest man in Rome at the time.
I don't want to laugh at him anymore. I take that laugh back.
If you're the richest man in Rome, that means you're one of the richest people in the entire world. Because Rome is very rich. Right? So he's one of the most important people in the world. One of the richest people in the world.
Would everybody at that time know about him?
Everyone would have known Crassus. Crassus was like a soldier. Crassus helped... helped take over Rome with an army at one point. And Crassus hunted down Spartacus and Spartacus's slave army. So Crassus is pretty famous. And Crassus, I want to tell you a little bit about Crassus because he's super interesting. He had to run away from Rome during another civil war, a different one than took the money away from...
I have a question. How come in all the wars, these wars were never mentioned?
What do you mean?
Like, I've heard about wars and some civil wars, but even though I've heard about many of those, I haven't heard about the Rome Civil Wars.
Well, because we never talked about them before, because they happened over 2,000 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Even before they knew about dogs?
Well, they had dogs then.
Really pet dogs?
Yep.
Did Julius Caesar have one?
You know what? I think he might have. I'm not 100% sure.
He never mentioned
him. As soon as
you
said that, I sort of remember something that he might have had a dog.
Or a cat.
I might be wrong.
Or a cat.
He would have probably had cats later. And why? Later in the story. Well, when we get there, you'll know why.
I'll be like, oh, yeah, now I get it. I don't really get it right now, but I will.
Yeah. So this guy Crassus, his whole family was killed in the Civil War.
But you never said that about his mom.
Yeah.
You never said
that. And he ran and he hid in a cave for like a year with a couple of his friends.
Did he eat?
And then he built an army and joined up with a bigger army and came back and took over Rome and then took away a lot of people's money for himself.
So?
Yeah, and one of the things...
Did he turn evil?
Well, you'll like this one. This is the craziest thing. He built the very first fire department in Rome.
Murder? He murdered someone?
Now, building a fire department sounds pretty good, right?
Did he murder someone?
Well, what he would do is when a building lit on fire, his fire department would get to the building and they'd surround it and wait for him to show up. And then he'd show up and he'd find the guy who owned the building and he'd say, I'll give you a little bit of money for your burning building because it's not going to be worth anything when it builds when it burns down. And they'd sell him the building. And then once he owned the building, his fire department would put the building out. And then he'd own the building.
But couldn't he murder someone by them waiting for it to come?
Yeah.
So he murdered?
He murdered a lot of people.
I told you he murdered.
When he
and Daddy, beat, it's not murdered, it's murdered.
When he beat Spartacus' army.
Spartacus' army?
Yeah, when he beat Spartacus' army, he crucified, like, it was like 8,000 people.
What does that even mean?
He executed like 8,000
like,
people.
Like, boom, boom, boom. You're all not here. You're dead.
Yep, all along the biggest road in Rome.
He
just along the thing.
Murdered.
For miles and miles and miles was just, he executed them
so
to show
mean,
how powerful he
so
was.
So you mean he murdered.
Yeah. When he was fighting Spartacus's army, he, in order to make his soldiers listen to his orders better, he did what's called
murdered.
Decimating them. Which
what does
means,
that mean?
It means he made everyone like pick a number, and everyone who picked the from 1 to 10, and everyone who picked like the number 1, he'd kill them. So one out of every 10 of his soldiers, he killed his own guys in order to make the other guys be so afraid of them that they'd fight harder so they wouldn't happen to them. So he was like,
pretty shady.
Yeah, pretty, like, not a nice dude.
Because he murdered many people.
Yeah. So now Julius Caesar kind of now owes him a bit. And they're kind of teamed up, right? But Julius Caesar is not quite the same kind of
guy I've seen us before.
Yeah. Julius Caesar likes to get people to, like, on his side by convincing them. Not by scaring them. That's kind of his style.
Except for that killing people thing.
Yeah, yeah. He's still not like the nicest guy. He's still like a Roman military leader. And those guys were all pretty, you know, by the way we look at things, they're all pretty scary guys. But for the time, he would have probably been considered a pretty nice guy. Because they had different rules and stuff back then.
He was nice. So that means there are even worse people than him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There are definitely worse people than him. And he's not, like, you know, a good guy. He's just not the worst guy. Right? So when he goes to Spain, he works with the army, and he wins a whole bunch of victories and takes over more countries. And, you know, in the not-a-nice-guy category, he made a lot of people into slaves, and he executed a lot of people, but
slaves
he also...
Slaves still around at that time?
Oh, yeah, lots of slaves. Rome had millions and millions of slaves.
You mean a trillion and a killion and a billion?
Yeah, Julius Caesar would take over an area, and all the people that were the enemies of Rome that he won the battle, he just turned them into slaves and send them places and
like, go, you're my slave now, so get over here or else I will kill you.
Yeah, but he'd do it to like 100,000 people at a time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, there's stories that he maybe even did it to like almost a million people at once.
Are you going to tell us those stories next?
No, there's not a lot of details, and, you know, I'm trying to give you an idea of his whole life.
No, next time.
So when he gets back to Rome after taking over with his army, they want to have a big celebration for him. But the rules in Rome are that when somebody comes back from the army and they want to have a celebration, they have to stay outside of the city because they don't want like soldiers coming into the city until they're ready. You know why? Well, because what if somebody like... walks in with the soldiers and then turns them, tells them to fight. So he had, but he also wants a very important job in the government at Rome.
You mean a party job where you go like, oh, you are fired of being a party, or you are killed because you had a party?
Well, he's sort of stuck because he has to choose, should I stay outside and wait for them to celebrate how awesome I am, or should I come back in so I can get the job that I really want? And he decides not to worry about getting the celebration, and he comes back without the celebration, and he gets a very important job in the government. And
what is that job?
It's kind of like one of the top judges.
Judges of a baking show where you go, you're killed because you did a bad
like
baking.
Judges of like crimes.
And then you go, you did some bad, you did some shady stuff, so mm-hmm. I'm going to kill you and do some shady stuff.
Yeah. All right. So when he comes back and he gets that job, he, another thing he does is he makes friends with Crassus' enemy.
Who's that?
Pompey.
Who's that? Pompey? My cousin?
He's just another very rich, powerful man. But him and... So Julius Caesar's friend Crassus and this other guy are kind of enemies. Like, and Julius Caesar makes friends with both of them. And he's such a good talker and a good convincer that he convinces them, stop being enemies. If you guys work together with me, we can be the most powerful people. And we can do whatever we want. And those
even
guys...
Even murder each other?
Well, not murder each other. But they can just change the laws and take over things and just become... They can do whatever they want with Rome. So they realize that that makes a lot of sense. They just have to work together and they're going to get more than if they argue with each other. So he creates a little team of two of the most richest people.
Plus the, one of the most poorest. And one of the
well,
most
he's not poor anymore. He's now very rich.
There's three of the most richest people.
Yep, three of the most richest people, and he's one of the most powerful
and
people.
And they take over the government and kill everyone in the town.
Nope, they take over, they do take over the government. And
they don't kill everyone in the town?
No, they want to be in charge of everything. They want everyone to work for them.
Okay. All right. Why can't they kill everyone in the town?
Well, keep waiting.
Why? When are we going to get so, to why he has so many cats?
We'll get there. So they make new laws, and some of the laws were to help the poor people. They may not have been the reason. They may have tried to help helping the poor people so that they would like them more and let them have their power, rather than doing it just to be nice.
I would do it just to be nice. I would say, you don't need to do anything for me. I just want you to not be homeless.
And a lot of the people are kind of against them, but nobody can stop them. And if they do stop them, then Julius Caesar and his friends kind of get them beat up. And all the poor people will come to their defense and, like, fight and, you know, cause trouble for the people who are working against them. And one guy who tried to stop them, that was in the government, one guy, he had his people chase him through the streets and throw buckets of poop on him.
Poop?
Yeah.
Did he have to have a bath?
I imagine he had to have a bath. But so nobody, even people who didn't like what they were doing, just kind of stopped even arguing with them because they couldn't do anything about it.
Did they throw, okay, if they didn't like him, would they throw poo in his face?
What?
If somebody didn't like somebody back then, would you?
No, that was really weird. It that is such a notable thing that happened that it's that story has survived like 2,000 years, and you can read about what happened and that guy's name is recorded in history because it was such a crazy thing to happen. Was somebody got chased through the streets and had poo thrown at them?
Wait, I have a question. Was Julius Caesar the one who got
no,
poo?
No, it was the people that liked him. His, like, kind of friends and followers.
Threw poo at...
I didn't put the guy's name down, sorry. I didn't think you'd be that interested in poo. I kind of forgot how interested in poo kids are.
I like poo.
Mm-hmm. So after his job is done, it only lasts for a year.
Boo! Yay!
But
boo,
in
yay,
that year,
he's
changed
boo,
so many laws that he leaves that job and takes control of four different big armies of Rome. Which, that's not normal. You know, before he changed the laws, you weren't really allowed to do that, but he changed them. So now he kind of is in control of most of the Roman army. And he uses his power to take over even more places.
Like, what's it called again? Oh, yeah. Egypt.
Not yet.
He takes over Egypt, that's why.
Keep waiting. He takes over Gaul, which is kind of like where France is now.
Mm-hmm.
And
he took over Gaul.
Yep. And he even goes to England, and he takes over part of England for a while.
Was Mummy's ancestors born yet?
Well, everybody's ancestors were born then.
So Mummy's ancestors were born in that Pacific place then?
No, we don't know that.
No, because Mummy said that's where her family was originally from.
Yep, so they might have been. All right, so he's going and doing battles and, like, taking places over and stealing all the riches from places.
When are the cats going to come in?
But back in Rome, his friend Crassus gets killed in a battle. And his friend Pompey is not really his friend anymore.
Why?
Well, his friend wants to kind of take control for himself. He doesn't like how much power that Caesar is having, and he thinks that he should be more in charge. So they kind of have a bit of a falling out. So after a while...
I thought you were going to say argument.
Pardon me?
I thought you were going to say argument. Friend-breaking argument.
Oh. So after Caesar's been, like, becomes a very, very, very famous war hero.
When everyone are the cats
going to
come
knows
in?
Everyone him, and everyone thinks he's an amazing, like, general for the army.
When are the cats going to come in?
Soon.
Cat.
He comes back to Rome, right? But his friend is now in charge.
Whoa.
And doesn't want Caesar to come back to Rome and tells him to stop. And Caesar doesn't. And he marches his army to Rome. And his friend
goes, mele, mele.
No, his friend runs away. He takes off. He grabs his army and he runs because he knows that Caesar has the best soldiers in the whole world. And they've just won all these battles. And he's like, even though I even have more soldiers than Caesar, there's no way that I can win this fight. And Caesar chases him and his army down and wins a bunch of battles. But his friend takes off.
And gives him a bunch of cats?
And runs away to Egypt. So Caesar goes back to Rome and becomes the dictator, the man in charge of Rome. But he only stays there for 11 days. And then he says that he has to go and hunt down his friend. And follows him to Egypt.
Except not his friend... My frenemy.
Yeah, like my friend who became my enemy.
No, it's a frenemy.
Right? A frenemy, yes, his frenemy.
Cousin-me. Wait, were they cousins?
No. Though he was married to Caesar's daughter at this time, or niece. So they became family.
So then, wasn't he a... Famine?
Yeah, very, like, lots of different things, right?
Famine is where you're an enemy of a family. I don't know!
And when Caesar shows up in Egypt, one of the people who's kind of in charge of Egypt brings Caesar his friend's head to show him, look, we're on your side. So, and Caesar sees his friend's head in a box, and starts crying and screaming and freaking out. And he's insanely upset because he didn't want his friend to die. He wanted to punish him and kind of take him prisoner. But he was still somebody that he was friends with for a long time. And part of his family. So he gets very angry. And the person who...
So you're not on my side. You're my enemy.
You were trying to be on my side. But you actually did something I didn't like. So then Caesar has that guy killed. But
Caesar gets a lot of people.
He gets a lot of people killed, yes. Now, when he's in Egypt, he meets somebody that he falls in love with.
But he's already married.
His wife died. Yeah.
You don't tell me all the important stuff.
Well, because his life is so big and so complicated, and it's hard to tell what is the important stuff.
Yeah, his wife dying is important because...
But she's not really part of the story.
Yeah, but then...
He had another wife that died too. I didn't even mention her because she was only kind of his wife for a little bit.
Okay, you are not telling me the stuff that I want to know because it's about girls.
I'm sorry. I thought this part was the more important part.
Is this where he gets all the cats?
Well, this is where he probably... There's probably cats. Probably pet cats. Because he's in Egypt. He's hanging out with the royal family. And do you know who he meets that he falls in love with?
No. A cat?
Do you know any queens of Egypt's names?
I know one, but I forgot it.
Well, he meets Queen Cleopatra.
That's the one I know! That's the one I know!
Yeah.
I never knew Cleopatra had a husband.
Well, they don't actually ever get married because in the law of Rome, people of Rome could only marry other people of Rome. And she's Egyptian, so he's not really allowed to marry her. So he's kind of more like his girlfriend that's his wife.
Right?
Well, they live together and they have a son together, but they can't actually get married because it's against the law of Rome.
But is he still in charge of Rome?
Yes.
But then he could change the
rules. Yeah, but if he changed it for him, that would change it for everybody, and that would cause a bunch of like other problems.
Why?
Well, because Rome had a lot of complicated things, and being a Roman gave you a lot of special privileges.
What does that mean?
It means you got like there are special rules for Romans. They ruled most of the world at this time. So if you were a Roman, you got very special things. And if you weren't a Roman, even if you lived in Rome, if they didn't count you as like one of their people, you didn't get those special things. But if they could marry people that weren't Roman, then they'd make more people get the special rules, and they didn't want that to happen.
That you didn't explain that to me before.
Yeah.
And I was confused.
Yeah.
And that is it, something that's the important stuff.
Mm-hmm. So when he's there in Egypt, the Egyptian royal family is kind of arguing and fighting over who is going to be in charge of Egypt.
And he can't be in charge of Egypt.
Well, an army surrounds the palace of Alexandria, where him and Cleopatra are, and they trap Caesar and Cleopatra inside the palace for like months. And they're going to have a siege. Do you know what a siege is? A siege is when an army surrounds you and you can't get anyone in or out, and they just kind of wait there until you run out of food.
Wait, wouldn't their son be in there with them?
Not yet. They only had met for a few months. This is when they just met. So they wait there, and then the Roman army shows up and wipes out the people that were trying to take over the palace. And then Caesar takes army and continues to conquer other places.
With his girlfriend, wife?
I think he left Cleopatra there when he
then
went
when
off with
the
army.
Son? When did they get a son?
A few years later.
But now they're not in the same place.
He comes back and like travels all around.
Oh,
and then
so like
he gets her, and then they go back to Rome together.
Oh, so then like she just realizes he has to do something important?
Yeah. But then he comes back and they go back to Rome together, and they have a massive, massive celebration for Julius Caesar when he arrives back at Rome. He's probably the most famous and powerful person in the entire planet.
What about his wife?
Not as powerful as him. She's still very powerful. She's the queen of Egypt.
Yeah, but who's her king?
No one.
Never have
her brother, I believe, is kind of also in charge.
Oh, so that's the king.
I think he's like the king, but he's not like in charge of her. They kind of, I think what it was Julius Caesar kind of made it so that they had to work together. If I'm remembering correctly, but I might be mixing some stuff up. But nobody's in charge of her. She's in charge of Egypt. And they had a giant party when he gets back. And they had a big gladiator battle. And they had a gladiator battle later? And part of the gladiator battle, they had an army of 2,000 prisoners from Julius Caesar's like real army battles fight each other this big kind of stadium in Rome. 2,000 people fighting each other with swords, and they had horses, and they even had war elephants. And they had a big, like, battle to the death while people watched and cheered.
When, whoa, battle to the death!
Like how people watch, like, a football game now.
Oh, okay, it just went in.
So, Caesar is so powerful and so rich, and he's won so many battles that he is now the guy that's in charge of all of Rome, and he has nobody who is even anywhere can tell him what to do. He's just... He is declared the dictator.
I don't know what a dictator is.
It's a word from Rome that just means kind of like the leader that's in charge by himself. Now it kind of means somebody who took over and is kind of a bad guy. But back then it was just it just meant the person who makes the rules.
But his wife, would his wife girlfriend decide with him?
No.
Why?
Because that was all Julius Caesar.
But and would they? But could she go? Hi. What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm sure they talked and stuff, but I'm sure he like talked about his ideas and stuff, but nobody told him what to do.
Not even his wife is allowed to talk.
No, no way. He was in charge.
Why couldn't his wife give him idea?
She might have. But he wouldn't have to listen to her. He was the level of how powerful he is. There's nobody on earth that is as powerful as he would have been back then. We don't have anyone that's that powerful in the same way. He pretty much was in charge of the whole world.
Don't some people want to be like that?
Oh yeah, some people now would love to be in charge of the whole world. But
why would they want to be in charge of the whole world?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't know the whole world then, but all the world that they knew about, he was in charge of.
They didn't. Did everybody then think the world was flat?
Not really. People have known the world was round since like ancient Greece.
But did but they didn't think know the world...
they couldn't travel far enough to see all the world. Like at this time, the emperor of China was probably a similar power, but in China. And China and Rome would never have ever kind of met each other. They're too far away. It would have taken years and years to travel from one place to the other.
Not true. You could just go on an airplane.
There was no airplanes back then. There wasn't even like boats that were good enough to travel that far. Here's an example of how powerful Julius Caesar was. He changed the calendar. Well, at the time, Rome's calendar was based on the moon, and the moon wasn't even. Like, the seasons didn't start at the same time on a moon calendar. It kind of shifted a little bit every year, just because of the way the moon works, right? So what we know now that on June 1st, it's going to be like summertime and spring and nice, because we have a solar calendar. But every year, June 1st would be a little bit, like, later in the year.
Why?
And next year a little bit later, because it's following the patterns of the moon, and the moon isn't even to the year the same way. The time it takes the moon to go around the Earth isn't the same as the time it takes the Earth to go around the sun. Right? So farmers couldn't predict. It was harder to figure out when it was time to plant your seeds and stuff for farming. So he changed it to a solar calendar like the kind that we use.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And later, after he died, they even changed the name of a month for his...
July.
That's right. July. Julius. So we still have a month named after Julius Caesar.
Nobody told me that's why it was called July.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, that's how powerful he was, is we have a month named after him 2,000 years later.
Well, I mean,
later.
We do have days of the week named after some people.
They're named after gods, mostly.
Oh.
Norse gods. But he's a guy that we have a month now named after. So, like, Not a lot of people have months named after them that last for thousands of years. But Julius Caesar thought that he was so powerful that he could do anything and no one could stop him.
Nobody.
And he tried to name himself a king. And even though a dictator sounds like a king, there's a bit of a difference to it, right?
What's different?
How, like princes are made and the type of, like authority that they have is just slightly different. And people didn't like the idea of having a king in
Why?
Rome. Because Rome was a republic. It was, there's still people could vote to some, not the same as now, a little bit different, but people had a vote to what happened and who was in charge and what the laws were. And having a king would mean that didn't even happen anymore. And the people did not really like the idea of him having a king. He had kind of gone a little bit too far. And the people in the Senate and their government were really unhappy.
Why?
Well, because he had too much power and he was not letting them have any say in how things were working. And he was trying to change too many things and kind of taking money and power away from people. So a big group of them got together and they went to the Senate. And they went on the Senate floor, which is where the government met. And about 60 of them, of the people in the government, surrounded him. And they stabbed him to death.
The end?
The end. So that was on March 15th in 44 BC. Julius Caesar was stabbed to death on the Senate floor. And they just all left him there. And then a couple of his servants came and picked him up and carried him through the city.
Did he have any friends then?
Yeah, a couple of his friends were arrested to stop them from causing trouble. And some of his friends were actually the people who stabbed him to death.
Why would his friends do that?
Because he was being too powerful and kind of, they were scared that he was dangerous.
Then they aren't his friends anymore.
They weren't his friends anymore. And then some of his friends tried to, like, fight to take over Rome and tried to...
Okay, what did his friends... What did the friends that were still alive and not in jail react when he...
They were pretty mad.
Like, did they cry mad?
Yeah, they were very mad. And, like, one of his friends who was kind of... had the Roman army in Egypt, like, kind of raised people up to come and fight for, to fight the people who killed them, and, like, all sorts of, lots of chaos happened after because of it.
As much chaos as you can think of, or even more chaos as you can think of.
More chaos than you can think of.
Whoa.
Like, armies went to battle because of what happened.
And what did Julius Caesar do with that? Okay, that's a silly question because he's dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His son. Became very powerful.
So his son took after him?
His nephew became very powerful.
He had a nephew? Huh? Did he ever get to meet him?
Oh, yeah. So that's pretty much the story of Julius Caesar, one of the most powerful people that ever lived. And there's lots more detail that I kind of skipped over. And you kind of notice some of it, but he has a big, long life and a big, long story of his life. So we just kind of...
I have a question. Yeah. Next time on Kid Story, can we learn about the details that you...
No, they're not that interesting. They're just little bits and pieces about where he went and what battles he fought and stuff like that. And lots of, like, little, like lots of politics details about how governments work.
Kid story.
All right. So is that an interesting story?
Interesting-ish. So, this is Evie signing out. Kid Story!